Here you go, Duster. Anybody else need something to write with? Praise God. Yes, you may. You gonna give it? You need something to write with?
I got it.
All right. Anybody else? Praise God. As we kick off this new study, what the Lord laid on my heart, we'll do kind of like an introduction tonight, but we're going to deal with some subjects in the weeks to come, and I believe some people are really going to be delivered in some areas, and God's going to minister to hearts and lives, because it's His Word that changes us, His Word that transforms us, amen, and there's power in it. So tonight we're going to start with the power to overcome. How many have something in their life they need to overcome? Praise God, we have the right audience, so we have the right word. Hallelujah. So open your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 5. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4 is where we're focusing. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the word will help us to overcome in areas in our lives where the adversaries come in. Sometimes when you look at overcoming, and he says to overcome the world, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, the beloved John says this, "For the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of the world." The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So these are areas in which the Lord wants to help us to overcome in our lives, things that the adversary is trying to imprison us with. Amen? So first, we're going to overcome the world. In our text, what is the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen? These are usually the avenues in which the adversary comes to try to sow seed. Amen? So first, we're going to look at the world. To overcome the world, first, it's going to take a changed mindset, a changed mindset. I've got to think differently. You know, it's a familiar scripture where the Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." So if we're not being conformed to the world, well, we're being transformed. What is the world we're talking about? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Hey, guys, don't you know that our lust of our eyes gets us in a lot of trouble? Don't you know on this machine, the lust of the eyes will take us to places we have no business going? All of a sudden, you might not even be looking for it. It's going to pop up, and it's going to try to attack you, amen? And what happens is, once it's the lust of the eyes, it gets in our flesh, there's things that come, and we're trying to be equipped to overcome, amen? So we're going to look at the one that's greater in us than he that's in the world. You know, sometimes we don't actually have to commit something to commit sin. If it gets in our thought life and it's become something in our thought, it's birthed in there, that's where sin begins. Amen? So he says to us that, so we have to be, we're not conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do I renew my mind? How long? I've got to change the way I think. Amen? I think Pastor Larry said on Sunday morning, "Gigo, garbage in, garbage out," right? Amen. So I have a changed mission. I'm not the same. I'm not the same. I have to understand who I am in Christ Jesus. And the Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse number 4. He said, "No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." You know, we're soldiers of Christ. Amen. And we're overcoming the world, and we have victory over the world because of what? Because of our faith. And our faith comes by what? Our faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by what? The word of God. Amen. So God's helping us and wants us to realize that we can overcome everything the adversary places and puts before us. Amen. So we have a mandate. In 1 John chapter 2, a changed mandate, and chapter 2, verse number 15, the Word of God says this. He says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Wow. What does he say? We're in this world, we're not of this world. The world, what is he speaking about? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. And he said, if we love these things, we really don't love him. If we love him, we trust him to deliver us out of them. Now listen to me. I'm not here to get into anybody's business. The Father's the one that gets into your business. And it's between you and him. And I'm not speaking to anybody. It isn't anybody's. God didn't say, "I'm showing you their sin and this sin." He doesn't show you. He doesn't show me your sin. He shows me my sin. Amen. You know, he shares with me and says, "Hey, the word that we're speaking, if we allow it to be applied to our hearts and lives, we can become victorious." Remember? He that overcometh the world by what? His victory over the world, even our faith. Remember? Where are we at? "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." How many are Christians in the room? That means he's speaking to us. And he's speaking to us, and he's saying to you and I, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So if you're walking by faith, we're walking in victory. Amen? Secondly, we look at power to overcome the warfare. It's not, if you think that you're not in a battle, you're deceived. Amen? There's an outright war that against your soul, that the adversary wants to kill you and destroy you. He wants to take everything that God has for you. So we're in a battle. Amen? And there's warfare, and there's spiritual warfare that's taking place. God wants you to understand that you're actually in a war. But the war isn't with people or against people. The war is with darkness. And we'll go to a familiar scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, where the word of God says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Amen. That we're in an outright war, but we're not in the war with people. Please never put a face on the battle. And every time you put a face on the battle, you give the enemy freedom. But all of a sudden, you're battling with people instead of with the adversary, and he's sitting back in the background, and he's laughing at you. Amen. So he says that, hey, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. Amen. And how many have said before, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Have you said that? How many are doing all things through Christ's strength? Hello? You know, in other words, God wants us to apply this world. He wants us to recognize that in this war that we're in, that our weaponry isn't in the natural. The weaponry comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And you say, well, Pastor, you use that a lot. Yes, it's one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. It reminds me all the time. 2 Corinthians 10:4, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or they're not natural, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, how am I applying this to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? In other words, when that thing comes in my portals, I got to bring it under captivity. I got to cast down that imagination that starts running away. All of a sudden, the adversary puts something before you. You just mind your own business, and all of a sudden, there's something, a big picture in front of you. Amen? To try to tempt you, to try to steal what the Lord's doing. And all of a sudden, you look. And all of a sudden, instead of focusing on it, you got to cast down that imagination and bring under captivity that thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? And recognize that it's God's power that will help us to overcome. Amen? Then we can truly say, I can do this through Christ that gives me strength. And if you're trusting yourself to do it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to give in to it. The Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted by God, because God cannot tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin, and when sin is finished, it becomes death. Recognize there are steps there. Recognize you have authority and power to take authority over them at any place. You know, when the temptation comes, you take authority over it immediately. You cast down that imagination. And bring under captivity that thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Are you with me? So we have the war, the weaponry, and then we have the winning. I love that the Lord gives us victory. And I love what it says in Psalms 44. Verse 5, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through who? Through Christ we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. Amen? Amen? So if we're taking this, we recognize there's a warfare, there's war. Our weaponry is the word of God and the power of God. Amen? But we're on a winning team. Everybody knows me. I record the games, the Philly games, if they win, I watch it. See, Sunday night I saw on my phone that Philly won, but they won twice because I got to watch it win again later when I got home. Amen. The Word of God says to you and I in 1 John 5:13, He says, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. He wants you to recognize and be on the victorious side. It's a no-so mentality. In other words, if you're trying to fight the enemy with doubt, he will beat you up. Amen? You have to recognize who I am in Christ Jesus. The Bible says I'm more than a conqueror. Amen? What did Jesus say? The Word of God says, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What words are we speaking and what are we saying and what are we giving into? So first we understand that we're in a battle with this world, the desires of this world. You know, so many times people have a tendency to compare themselves with people in this world and they don't feel adequate. They don't feel good enough. God says you're good enough because he chose you, because he set you apart. It looks pretty good. Oh, yeah. Are you with me? Are we all on the same page? All right. So we recognize that we're in a battle. We're in this world. We're not of this world. We're overcomers. And the victory, our victory to overcome is in faith. Amen. We're in this world. The things of this world we're in battle with. We recognize there's a warfare that's taking place. There's a war that's taking place. We have the weaponry. We have the word of God. Jesus told Satan, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is the word. This is the only thing the adversary bows to. Amen. He bows to the word of God. And he isn't afraid of me whatsoever. But when I begin to speak the word of God, I take his demons and I put them into captivity. I send them back to the pits of hell. Amen. Now, I'm not getting all of them, but I have sent a group of them there. Amen. And if you're a prayer warrior, you send groups of demons back to hell. And the only way they come back out is if people beckon them to come. One time, one person is sitting here binding the adversary, binding the darkness and the spiritual wickedness. He's binding them and sending them back to the pits of hell. This other one's over here beckoning them, come back. Please come back. We need you. We need you. Because of our lust of our flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's where that warfare is, and that's where that battle is that we're in. Amen. He tells us to love not the world or the things that are in this world. If we love the world, the love of the Father isn't in us. Amen? Amen? In other words, I don't love this world. I love the world that I'm going to. I love the world that's going to reign on here for 1,000 years on this earth. I love the kingdom of God. Amen? I used to think I loved darkness. Because I was confused. Because I was darkened by the darkness of this world. But when God's glorious light shined, his kingdom is so much greater than anything that this world or darkness has to offer you. You know, and all of a sudden, he feeds your flesh. And I remember as a man, I thought if I had all of the toys and the whistles and the bells, that I would have happiness. And that never brought me happiness. I never had enough. I always needed something else. But when I found Christ Jesus, he's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He's all that I need. Amen? And he's all that we need. And as we seek him first and put him first in our lives, he'll start adding things to us. He'll start blessing us. I don't know. There's something about God's system. It just works. Amen? And if it's going to work for eternity, it'll work now. Amen? So first we have the world. Secondly, the warfare. And thirdly, we're going to have... I want to talk to you a little bit about the wavering. The wavering. Number three, the wavering. Look will be in James chapter 1. See, it's like this thing. It's like this, church, family. It's like this. We either believe them or we don't. You know, James 1:6 says this. He says, when we're looking for wisdom, he says this, that receiving place, or believing, where are we at? believing. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In other words, God says that we're not to waver, that we're to believe him in his word. You know, if we trust him and we trust him at his word, when we speak his word and we take authority over things, we're believing what we're doing. Remember, it isn't what we see. Faith is the substance of things that we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's not always about seeing something. It's about believing in it according to the word of God and speaking it and calling it forth and making a declaration. That gets us into a place of receiving. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, the Bible says that the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. So we're not wavering. We're being steadfast, unmovable. Amen. Amen. We're being overcomers. When we believe, we begin to receive, and then all of a sudden you'll begin to achieve what God has called you to do. Amen. I was in the eaves there, okay? Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7. Here's what Jesus says. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. How we overcome? How do we have victory? By faith. What are we overcoming tonight? The world. What is the world we're speaking about? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen? God's called us to be victorious. And he says in John 5, how do we do this? Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? Amen? You know, it's true. If we look at the word and we apply the word, then we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. We're being overcomers. We're overcoming the world. It's a changed mindset. We got to change our minds. We have a changed mission. There's been a changed mandate on our lives. We're not going in the same direction that we were before. There's a warfare. God wants you to understand this is a war. It's an all-out battle for your soul. But he's given us the weaponry to fight it, and we're the winners. Amen? I'm a winner because of what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, not by what I've done, but standing in faith on the finished work of Calvary, when Jesus said it was finished, it was done, I'm standing on that. Amen? I'm standing on the victory that I can overcome him because of what Jesus did by the blood of the Lamb and by what I speak by my mouth. Amen? I've got to change what I say. I got to change what I speak. I got to speak according to God's word and according to what God says about me. Not what the world says about you, but what God says about you. You're a new identity. You have a new identity in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, old things, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new because of our trust in Him. He says, let for us not to waver, that when we're believing, we'll be receiving, and we'll be achieving everything that God's called us to do. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? In other words, what the Lord is trying to set up here is He's setting up a foundation for where we're going. And in the weeks to come, we're going to deal with subjects, individual subjects, and we're going to hit them right in the nose. Amen? And we're going to get authority over them. And we're going to get deliverance. And we're going to get healing, because according to God's word, He'll do it. Amen? I believe He's the great I Am, and He's still the great I Am, and He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and God still has wonderful plans for everybody in the room. Hallelujah. Can we all stand? Dusty, you're one of those that asked to stand. Thank you. Never mind. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. And I'm so grateful, Father God, for the call of God that's on each and every life of each and every one that's in this room tonight, Father God. So, Father God, Your word is come tonight for us to be overcomers, Father God. Father God, we can overcome. Our victory to overcome the world is by our faith, Father God. Your word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by Your word, and Your word has gone forth tonight, Father God. So I speak words of faith to increase in every man and woman in this room, Father God, that they're called and appointed and anointed for such a time as now, Father God. So right now, I bind every weapon the enemy is trying to form against their minds, against their bodies, against their souls, against their spirits, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You come to give us liberty and freedom, Father God. So, Father God, I thank You for things that are going to begin to fall off of us, things that are falling off even now as we're trusting in You, Father God. I thank You, Father God, that You're the restorer of old things. Those things that the enemy has come to steal, that has stolen from us, Father God. I pray that You come and bring restoration to a double portion, Father God, and even better than it was before, Father God. I thank You for every heart and every life in this room, Father God, and I pray that You minister to them in such a supernatural way that they'll never see the same way again. Father God, may they see through Your eyes, Father God. May, Father God, awaken them, Father God. Awaken the ones that are slumbering, Father God. Waken them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. May the light shine in them in such a supernatural way that it just reveals things in our lives that we need just to lay down. Father God, things that You want to take, things that You want us to release to You, that You won't come and take anything from us that we will not release to You. So, Father God, I pray that You give us faith to release those things that You're ministering to our hearts about even now, in Jesus' name. Some of those things that have been feeding our flesh that we've been trying to hold on to. Some of those things that our eyes have been focused on, Father God. And some things that we've been seeing that's just downright, outright pride, Father God. Your word says pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. I pray that You humble us to receive everything that You have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. It ain't a joke. Amen.